Weiter in Shas. We're in Bava Vavso, Daf Tzadi Tes. Picking up on Tzadi Chesem Abayz, Bada Bada page, four lines up, middle line, Rabbi Chanina, Nafak L'Kiryasa. Rabbi Chanina went out L'Kiryasa, went to the villages. Roma L'Kroya, they came and asked a question about a contradiction with Psukim. Ksiv, it says in one place about the Beis HaMikdash, V'Abayis HaShabana HaMelech Shlomo LaHashem, Shishim Ama Arkova Esim Rachbu Shosh. It says the measurements of that Beis HaMikdash Shlomo HaMelech built was 60 amos long and 20 wide and 30 high. Uksev, we have another place which talks about, that says V'lifnei HaDvir, that means inside of the Dvir, which is the by the Kodesh HaGadashim, Esrim Ama Orech. That it was 20 long and 20 wide and 20 high. But hold on a second, we said that the height of it was 30, and over here it's saying the height of it is only 20. He said back, no, when he was talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Misfas Kruvim Lamal, I was talking about from the tip of the Kruvim and up. We know that we had the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kruvim were on top, and then above from the top of the Kruvim and up, that was a measurement of 20, right? But below it was 10. My Kamash Malon, so what's coming to tell us by saying the idea, why is he only measuring that? Peep, turn the page. Sadi test. Oh, enough. How come Hashem is coming to tell you that Lamata Kilamala, the below was like above. Mala, Mala, and Mishamish Kulum. Just like above, there was nothing there, it was just empty. Aflamata, and Mishamish Kulum. So to below was also, and Mishamish Kulum was nothing was used over there. Messiah Rabbi Levi, this goes and proves that Rabbi Levi says, the number of Levi, Tim Rabbi Yochanan, Dovetam says within him, Rabbi Seinu. Mekom Aaron, Akruvim, Eno, Menamida, the place of the Aaron and the Kruvim was not part of the measurements of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, didn't take up any space. Tanya Nam Yachir Baisut says it. Aaron Shalsa Moshe, Yeshlo Revach Eser Amos L'chol Ruach V'Ruach. The Aaron that Moshe Rabbeinu made at 10 Amos on both sides. That means what? The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos by 20 Amos. And if you'd measure from one wall to the other, it'd be 20 Amos. And you put the Aron there, if you measured from the Aron to the one side of the Aron to the wall, the other side of the Aron to the wall, you'd get 10 Amos and 10 Amos. And miraculously didn't take up any space. Amar Rabnai, Amar Shmuel, Kruvim B'nei Sayuam Din. The Kruvim, which are these, the cherub-like figures that were on top of the Aron, right? They would, they also didn't take up any space. And the pasuk says, V'chamesh Amos Kenaf HaKruv HaAchas. One wing was five Amos. V'chamesh Amos Kenaf HaKruv HaShenu was five, the other one. As Amos Miktos Kenaf HaKruv Kenaf, from the tip of the wings, to the tip was 10 Amos. Right, so we see that comes out to 10 without the Kruvim itself. And since there were two side by side, the wings should have filled the entire 20 Amos of it, but it didn't. Right, so Gufayo, Hecha, Abu Kami, where was the space where the bodies, where were they? Alish Mamina, Benes, Hayoomdim, they stood with a nace. Maskifla Abaye. Abaye comes and asks a question. I don't want to say if a Dilma Bolton, Kitan Golem, Hey, Havu Kaimi, but maybe they stood with their bodies like sticking under their wings, meaning the wings were from the center of the backs, like the wings of chickens, so that the width of the body didn't take up any extra room. And Maskifla Ravas says, Vidilma Zeshalo Kenegid Ze, Havu Kaimi, or maybe they stood, this one wasn't directly opposite the other one, the wings overlapped to allow the width of them themselves. Maskifla Ravas, maybe they were alachson, they were on an angle, like on a diagonal, and therefore there was space for the body and for the Kruvim. And number four now, Maskev Rav, oh, a lot of kashas here. Now, of course, number four is Maskev Rav, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua. Maybe the bias, the place over there where it was, the Kodesh, maybe became wide at the top, and the extra space allowed the bodies to stand over there. And therefore, right, so at the height of the wings, it was wider than 20 amos. And number next question, Maskevah Papa Vidilma Mechav Havu Kaifi Yedayu. Maybe the wings were bent a little bit, so it didn't take up the whole space of the Kodesh HaGadashim over there. Vidilma Mechav Havu Kaifi Yedayu. Right, that's what I just said. Maskevah Vashi Vidilma maybe the wings were crossed. Like Rashbam explains what that means is, maybe shalchufei havu mishlachei yadayhu is a kanaf al kanaf, a wing on wing, ka'adam shechobe katsadav, like they go and they're like hugging there. Shekol, shekidachsev, Sachalas Yadav Metagamin and Betagam Eretz Shal Chifunun Lidayu Kach Pershabinu Chanano. Right. They crossed over one another, like when you cross your arms, like when like kind of hugs himself type of thing. Right? In which case, it didn't take all the space over there. Okay, the Gemara doesn't answer the questions, and it goes to the back to the Kruvim now. It says, Kesed Hein Omdim, have the Kruvim face, where they're facing, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chad Amar, Pneim, Isha Lachiv, one says they're facing each other, Chad Amar, it says, Pneim, Labayas, that they're facing the bias. Ulaman Damar, according to the one who says, Pneim, Isha Lachiv, those facing each other, Hok Sivu, Pneim, Labayas, the Pasuk says, Pneim, Labayas, Lokasha, Kamazon, Shasol, Samazon, Shamakom, that's where they face each other when Klai Yisrael is doing what they should be doing. We're behaving like we should be behaving, right? And Rashbam says, Haim Ofrim Pneim, Zelazel, they face each other. Dugmas Chibas Zachar Nekeva Ovim Zelazel, it's an example of a Dugma. Example of a Zachar Nekeva that love each other, Zelazel, Simon Zagar's Bachel, Ovis Israel. He loves us, and Mitchila Kach Nase Panim Apanim. Kadesha Tishra Shechina be Yisrael, so the Shechina should be with Yisrael. Be Yisrael, Yasir Tzon Shabakum, follow Hashem. When they're not doing it, Ofchem Pneim, the bias, I Dene, so they would switch it away from each other. And then back to the Gemara. So Kamzon, she saw some Shabakum, Kamzon, she saw some Shabakum, then they wouldn't go and they wouldn't face each other. In fact, the Gemara, Laman, Dalmer, Pneim, the bias, has been in the bias. Hakhtiv, the Pasuk says, Pneim, Mishal Achiv. It says that they're actually facing each other. It says the Gemara, Demetzada de Atzdude. Really, they're facing the bias. But it was telling us that the faces were tilted a little bit, that they partially faced each other as well. The Italians looked at a bris. So, Onkelus Agera Omar, Onkelus Agera says, Kruvim Maiset Tzatzuim Heim. They were made like Tzatzuim, like Kindelach. They were like children. Umitsudadim Pneihem. And they like were tilted their face. Kitalmud and Nifta Mirabah, like that of a student who's leaving the teacher, right? You don't turn entirely around and walk away with the back, but that's disrespectful, but does it in a way that you're kind of like sideways and be able to see each other. Zuck the next Halakha Mishnah. The next Halakha Mishnah. We're going to talk about now somebody's a property, but we need to get through that property. We need to pass through. What can we do? Says the Halakha Mishnah. Mi sheyesh lo bor lifnim mi beiso shel chavero. Let's say someone has a bor, a pit, a water pit, and it's inside the house of his friend. Says the Rashbam, that is at ayidei chaluka o shalachu mi balabayis belakach gam aderech. Either it was split up that way, or he brought from the balabayis, and he also has a derech, a path that comes along with it. When is he allowed to go in there? Nichnas b'shashadach b'nei adam nichlasim. He's allowed to go in there at the time when it's a path, the way that people go in. At the timing when people would come into that area. Right? Meaning that when the owner of the house, he gave him the right of way to go there, he did it that he doesn't have to get up at night to go and open it and then let the owner to come in over there. Right? So he should be able to do it in the time when people are coming. And v'yotzi b'shashadach b'nei adam yotzi, and go and people leave. Right? It says, Rishpam, b'yom, shal menas kach, shal skein cholku v'loshi t'vichu b'leilos lamod b'mitaso v'leftoch lo. V'enamachiz behem to omashka miboro, and he's not allowed to bring his animal to give him to drink from the actual pit itself. It says, Rishpam, derech b'yitzo shal zeh, the ein zetzar chabor, ela memali, what you do, go fill something up, omashka miboro, give the animal to drink after outside. V'zeh ose lo posachas, v'zeh ose lo posachas, and besides this, the owner of the pit, he makes a lock, and the homeowner also goes ahead and makes a lock. Why are you going to need that? We're going to see. Says Rishbam, Shalo yigno balabayas mimeyabor. The balabayas shouldn't steal from that. Uba balabayas osa lo posachas acheres, osa pesach atzmo hapesuch labor, kadei shalo yuchal zeh lishov miboro below balabayas. So you can go and take it with other balabayas. But you love olam beso shabal habayas elim kain yeshto la balabayas. But beso, you can't just come in unless he's there. And mishum chashad ishto tiknu kain. Kibbe fesh umara, and on my base, you know, you don't mess around with this guy's wife. So we don't want, we want them both to have their locks, you know, sort of a problem. Says the Gemara, Pesachos Lehecha, where does the home woman put the lock? On Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim Labor. Both of them are put on the bor, on the cover of the bor, of the pit. Bishom Balabaye Balabor. Okay, we see why he puts the bor, he has to go and he has to guard the pit. No one's going to steal it. The homer's not going to take it. Balabaye, Shlom Aleh. Why does he do it? Amar Belazar, Belazar says, beep, turn the page. Sadi Tizim Beis, Mishum Chashad Ishto, because of the worry of the guy's wife. Says the Rashbam, Aval Hashta De'inu Yachal Lishov below Balabais. Now you can't take without it. Lo Yichon Sasham Hashem Balabais. He's not going to go there until Balabais is there. Aval Shum Geneva Shalo Yignov Chatzav Chafatzav Shalo Balabais. Lo Chai Shishayishim Shemesh Balabais. The fact that the guy's going to steal stuff from the house, we're not worried about that because the woman is there to make sure no one's going to steal the stuff. Zok the next mishnah. Mishiyesh lo gina lefim gina says shechaver seben has a garden inside the garden of his friend. Says Rashbam could go nyarshin like there was a yush like that. Oh shutfin shechalko they have partners that split up and it's not a chitzon lepnimi losis lo derech v'misasadeu. Right now he wants to give the inner one to the outer one. I'm sorry, the outer one to the inner one to give him a derech to be able to get to the field. Right, so the outer. Person is agreeing, the splitting up, that the inner guy has a right of way through the outer garden. You can go and tell me people are going in. Says Rashbam, the cave and chew also low has a gadol sheover be'em sasadei. Who's doing hezek to go into the middle of the field? Hadavi yadua shalom nesras lo berevach el b'mashet tzarchlo so harbe. So only what he really needs. So nichzav b'shal shadech b'nei adam dechlas. So b'yosav b'shal shadech b'nei adam yosen. Right, he goes in when they come in and come and go. Right, it's coming in the middle of the thing. It's understood that he's not giving it to him whenever you want, however you want, but only what you really need in order to work that thing. And therefore, only coming during the day when a person's really going and working it. And goes out, and people are going, time are going out. And you can't go bring in there, you can't bring merchants in there to go and to buy your vegetables. That's why I said, look at those to be your ruckles, genasim, to go and to buy from the vegetables of the field. And he can't go in it. As some sort of shortcut to go somewhere else. The garden guy is giving it to him, the other one, to be able to work it. Says Rashbam, the gina, the garden itself doesn't need you to be in there, so you don't go in there. He wants to make a shortcut to get to somewhere else, so he's going to cut through there. The dummy, which is similar to Chassas Tagarin, to bring in merchants. It's only to go to fix up his garden, whatever he needs, a little cold perosat to grab his stuff. He's not giving over something that's not necessary for the gina. And the owner of the outer garden, he can go and he can plant on the path. It's the middle of his field. It's not being mochled in this derech over here. Mikol shalo yuchal. Lizrael or something like that, everything that he's going to lose that he wants a garden over there. But, Nasu lo derech min atzad midas shnehem. If, let's say, it's given a path on the side of the outer garden, they both agree to it, midas shnehem. So, in such a case, Rashbam says that Einu nifset kokach, they give him the midas shnehem, and on the side of the mistama machalo is kol derech legam, he's given the whole thing, lios miyuchad la'licha v'lo lizriah, to walk there and not to be planting over there. Then Nichlas B'Shashirotze, he can go in whenever he wants. And V'Yotzeh B'Shashirotze, he can leave whenever he wants. V'Machz Tuch HaTagrim, he can bring a merchant. V'Lo Yikanes Mitucha L'Zoch Sodeh Cheresh. But he's still not going to go and use it for a shortcut. V'Zeh V'Zeh Inu R'Shai and Lazara. And neither one of them can go ahead and plant in that particular area. It says Rashbam, Dekevet Deminat Sad, Hilin Gamri Yichda Lihilach L'Greda. It's given just in order to go to walk over there. Okay, now, what about an Amas HaMayim? The water that goes through a channel, water channel. I'm a base shlach and anymore chalach. It says I'm selling an amma, the water canal, to a field, you know, base shlach that needs to be irrigated. Nosan lo base amma satocha. He has to give the buyer 2 amas of land for the actual thing itself. And an amma on either side, you know, for the size of it to be able to, you know, to fix it, if it needs to get fixed over there, if something would happen, if it would fall, or something like that. I'm a base a kilo in Yimokalach. Let's say he says, I'm selling you a canal, you know, to give water towards, for a pond. Then, where do we have this? Yeah, and this is something which is used For what, says Rashbam? To clean your clothing and your kalim, and giving your rights for your animals to drink from. Nosan lo ama achas asoch, to give him one ama of the land for the canal. V'chatzi ama mikan, v'chatzi ama mikan, legaper, and half an ama on both sides over there. Right? You don't need as much of an area over there, you know, because it's like you do for irrigation. Therefore, the buyer doesn't get, you know, such a wide area over there. Frankly, Gemara vosan agapayim mizaram. And these agapayim, these things on the sides, these shoulders, like the shoulder of the highways over there, who gets to go ahead and to grow things over there? The owner of the field can go ahead and do that. He gets to go and plant stuff over there. Rashbam says, like we said, when the person gives them like the inner water shtickle, like the water hole there, he gives them a path, so the owner of the field can go and sow on the path. Here also, he can go and he can sow it as well. Bala Sadhazarim, you can plant over there. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Bala Sadhazarim, right, the owner of the field can plant them. Also, you could do it with, you can plant it with trees, right? The owner of the field, one is talking about putting, like, planting some, like, food or whatever, so you can put trees. Mandam Rezarim, the owner says he can plant over there, he could put seeds there. Kolchke Notam, certainly, he can go ahead and he can put trees. Our trees are not going to ruin the things over there. Says Rashbam, because the roots, they go deep. They're not going to ruin the shoulders of the canal. And you plant stuff over there, it goes immediately, it goes all over. So if you say you're allowed to plant seeds over there, clearly you're allowed to plant trees. So the person who says you can plant trees over there, it's only trees. If Hazar and Lobby can't go and seed stuff there, because it's going to go into the banks of the river there, of the canal, it's going to start to cause them to fall. Let's say you have a water canal and the banks around the sides, they fall in, they get destroyed. The owner can repair it using soil from that field of where it is, says Rashbam, hasmuchala, the stuff which is right next to it. Biyadua shalokala agapeh elabos hasada, because it's certain that it collapsed into that field, right? That's where the earth happened. It got mixed into that particular field. Says Rashbam, chazakish in spazer afer shalagapeh lesoch osasada elech veelech. It kind of like spread out to those different sides. You can take it for that. Moskva papa of a lame alay, let the owner of the field say to the canal, maech aspula aspalua laarech, your water is what took your soil. So, like, don't tell me the soil is still in the field here. Your water took it and it fell in over there. Elam Rapapa, Shalmanas Kain Kiba Elo Balasada. No, why is that a fix with the soil of that field over there? Because on that Tanai, that the owner of the field allowed him to have the canal there, that if this happens, he's going to take stuff from the field. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day and a ksiva ksiva tova, a good gebench yar. You should have an amazing year. Not only good, but also not only Shana Tova, good, but also Masuka sweet. It's always good. The question is, do we feel it? Do we taste the sweetness of it? We should be zochah that it be good, obviously. Everything Hashem does is good, but it should be sweet as well. And once again, I want to thank everyone for the messages that are coming from Al Torah, Al Daf, and all those different things. Really, really appreciate it. It gives a lot of chizik. Yashar Koach, and should be blessed with all the blessings of the Torah.